Why glasses are called cheaters. This is Dr. Herbert O. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. Why glasses are called cheaters. Well, that's what they are. Actually, our eyes are able to see perfectly. But we feel that we want to not do it. I'm walking up on the meditation path around the campus here, and I have my iPhone with me, and I'll sit on the meditation bench sometimes meditating, and I'll bring out my iPhone and answer a call or something, and then I'll look at messages that I get in on my email, and the type is so tiny, it's maybe a 5 or 6 point type, and as I look in there at this type, I see it in conflict with the daylight and so forth. And yet, as I read it with its little bluish tint behind it, sort of, I can read it perfectly. And when I don't think about it, I read it very perfectly. And then sometimes I think, oh, that's so tiny. And the minute I say, oh, that's so tiny, then it becomes oh so tiny and becomes difficult to read. But when I don't think about it, I just look at it and I say, oh, there's a letter, an email from Hank, how nice. And I look at it, and it doesn't come in on my computer or on my desk, but it comes in on my iPhone. And I think, well, how great. And so I read it over, and then I answer it right there, and nothing to it. Now, I look at my Olympus recorder, and it's tiny, and its font is much like the iPhone. And as I'm reading it, I'm reading the number of minutes that are going by on it, and I can see them, and I can see that it's 09, 10, 11, these are seconds. And then I can see the SP that tells for the type of recording that I'm making. And I can see the little battery, and that shows that there are two lines going through it, meaning that there are three spaces that are full of power, and it's still got plenty of energy. And I look at it, and I can see it very clearly. And then I can see an A there from A, B, C, D, E. So there's all of those possibilities of files, and I'm using the A. Now, I can see that clearly, and I don't have the glasses on. And when I put glasses on, then I can see even more clearly, see more sharply. And as I look at it more sharply, then what do I see? Well, there. This is the same stuff. It's just a matter of why. How can I call glasses cheaters when all they do is really help me to see better? Now, what is a cheater? A cheater is something that makes you not do what you can do. We have cheat sheets that kids have in school sometimes. They have the answers to some of the problems that they might get on the quiz or the test. And so they have it written on the back of their hand or the base of their hand, or they have it written on their wrist, or they have it written wherever they might cheat to put it. And the thing about the cheat sheet is they don't need it. They really don't need it. They know those answers. They wrote them down. They're in their mind. But they think they don't know the answers. They think that the answers are not there because education is not fun. Education is a bore. Education is demanding. Education is not fun. And as long as they go through life thinking education is not fun, education will not be fun for them, and they will not get enjoyment out of learning. But the moment they relax and let go and realize that they do know how to read, they do know what the subject matter is, they do know the lessons they have in school, and they are wise and it's fun, then it'll be fun. And they will know all of the answers. Now, glasses are called cheaters because we really can see perfectly. Everyone can see perfectly. Even people with eyes that are medically ill, eyes that have medical damage to them or physical damage to them. Everyone can see perfectly. Why don't they? Because they tell themselves they cannot. Now, can you tell yourself that you can see perfectly and then see perfectly? The answer is yes. Do you have the ability to say that to yourself? Do you have the confidence to say that to yourself? Do you have the wisdom to say that to yourself? In listening to the dog whisper, and I always find it very charming, the dog whisperer always works with the people that he's working with. It's not the dog's problem, it's the people's problem. The dogs are dogs, and the people treat them like people. The people treat the dog like their children. The people treat the dog as though the dog is unhappy because he can't get his own way. The dog is unhappy because things are not working out the way he wants them or she wants them. And that's not nice. Oh, the little dog, he's so lonely. He is not. The little dog is whatever, the big dog, little dog, doesn't matter, is whatever you teach it to be. If you're going to be the pack leader, which you must be, then you take charge and you take this dog, which was a vicious, terrible, mean, terribly disgusting thing, and you tell him who's boss. And you say, now behave. And the animal will meekly behave, and over a little training time, not too much, but a little bit of training time, the dog will immediately do whatever you ask him to do. But because you treat him as though he is has a mind of his own, you treat him as though he wants to do things. A dog wants to be led. An animal wants to be led. It is an animal. It is not a human being. It does not have the brain and mind of a human being. And it's okay. That's not a bad thing. It's just the way it is. And so when you treat the dog like a dog, then it will respond that way. Now, our eyes will see perfectly when we treat our eyes like our eyes. Instead of treating our eyes with tension and with irritation and anxiety and crinkling up our eyes and twisting up our eyes and making our eyes all nervous and making our eyes all tense. When we make our eyes tense, they cannot fluctuate in reading and viewing things. They cannot fluctuate in observing. The eyes are really not reading anything. They're not knowing anything. The eyes are receiving input, an input of vibrations. And these vibrations are the vibrations of light and dark, the vibrations of light and dark will do it. And when we flow with that light and dark, just relax, relax, relax. And then you open your eyes a little bit when you relax, and what you see is so clear, so beautiful. I've had the privilege of working with people who had physical imperfections in their eyes, which kept them from seeing. And as I would just play with them, mentally bantering around with the idea that, my eyes are so relaxed, so relaxed, so relaxed, so relaxed. You're crazy, you're crazy. Even Rex looks over at me and says, Dad, what the heck are you doing there? And you see, I say he's doing that. He's just hearing a different sound come out of me. He doesn't know what that sound projects. He just knows it's a different sound. And if a sound comes out of me that says, oh, I see perfectly. Oh, everything is so beautiful. Oh, what a lovely day. Oh, what lovely colors. Everything is matching so wonderfully. Oh, I might not instantly respond, but I keep doing that like you do to a person. You say, you wash the dishes so beautifully. I'm so proud of you. And then the next day, you washed. Yeah, I'm so proud the way you washed the dishes. I'm so proud. Pretty soon, they'll give up washing the dishes in a way that you can't be proud to washing the dishes in a way that you can't be proud, merely because they give up the hang-up of having to do it their way. The dog gives up the hang-up of having to do it his way. Your eyes give up the hang-up of having to do it the way that you think they are. The minute you think, see, your eyes get tense. The minute you think, read, your eyes get tense and begin to focus. And when your eyes focus and get tense, then you don't read. Then you don't see clearly. But the minute you completely relax yourself, the minute you let go, the minute you let that which you are shine through, then your cheaters are no longer necessary. Oh, you'll take your cheaters along in case you have different light or different circumstances or you're irritated and you don't allow yourself to see clearly. We do those things from time to time, you know. And when you do those things, then you have your cheaters. But you don't really need them. You don't really need them. And if you use them, then it's just because you are not relaxed. Can you say, I am peace, I am relaxed, 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 I am relaxed. Say that again and again and again. And as you say that again and again and again, you will see how all of the magic of being relaxed is yours. Whatever tensions you had about what's going on in the world, whatever tensions you have about being able to see, whatever tensions you have about having things be finished in the proper way, will all fade away, and all in divine order will shine forth, and you'll be relaxed, and you won't really need your cheaters anymore. Isn't that wonderful? Life is so simple, so beautiful, so fulfilling. But it's our choice. Have a lovely day and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.